Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel. We're talking beef demand in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their next big sale coming up on Friday, June 30th. It's the 2017 Big Sky Roundup from the Bighorn Resort out of Billings, Montana. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. 55,500 head will be featured, including 2,700 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, and 38,800 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, for information, you can call 800-422-2117. The Big Sky Roundup this Friday, June 30th, 8 a.m. Central Time. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel says we've got pretty good beef demand right now, and that's allowing most of the players along the beef pipeline to make some money.
Packer margins have been pretty good. Feedlot margins have been excellent. And all the way down the system, you know, to the cow-calf level. And that's rare in this industry with all the dynamics that are typical of this industry for everybody to be making money at the same time. But it really is a testament to what happens when you have good demand pulling the whole system along. It's much easier for that to happen. And so the choice select spread, I think, has been an indicator of strong demand. The retail prices, both in an absolute sense, holding up pretty well, actually increasing in some cases. But also beef prices relative to pork and poultry in the face of large supplies of all of those meats have held up very well. And so strong demand makes the whole system work much easier and much smoother.
And a key part of the 2017 story for beef demand, we've had good exports.
We have had. I think it's a combination of domestic demand and international demand that has pulled this industry along. And those exports will be an important key as we go forward. Really, trade in general. It's not just exports, but the combination of exports and imports are an important part of this as we go forward. You know, and not only in terms of the total tonnage of product that moves in those trade markets, but also the sort of balancing of products that go on there and so on. China is a market that I think has tremendous potential over time to be a very important addition to the portfolio of international markets for U.S. beef. I don't think that starts immediately. I think this is a work in progress for the foreseeable future. But it's important that we reach the point where we finally have started that process and we can see how it plays out here over the next few weeks and months and maybe years.
On the import side, does it really matter very much that we've cut off for the time being fresh beef from Brazil?
It really doesn't in the grand scheme of things. Brazil is not a major source of imports. Of course, we opened it to fresh beef last fall. We had been importing cooked product prior to that for quite a long time. But, you know, in 2016, on an annual basis, Brazil represented about 5% of our total imports. You know, with the fresh imports allowed, we would expect that to grow some over time. But losing it in the short run is not a huge change in terms of any impacts it will have in the U.S. market as a result of that. And you know, probably this won't last all that long. I would expect that we'll get this resolved relatively soon and that those product flows will continue once again.
Finally, Darrell, first half of the year pretty well now in the books. Second half of June, we're backing off somewhat on wholesale box beef trade prices, on our cattle prices, really across the board. How quickly or how far do we fall from the highs that we established earlier this month?
Well, we've come down fairly abruptly. I think the transition's been a little bit rough, but really that's a product of these markets probably staying stronger longer than we expected, sort of defying gravity, and then eventually it sort of collapses. So it was not a smooth transition. We've come down some. We'll probably go, you know, a little bit lower down in below 120 here through the summer for the summer lows for these fed cattle prices. I think we have the ability to probably hold it to that level. It wouldn't have been too long ago we might have thought we would drop down to, you know, 110 or below. I don't know that that's necessary at this point. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. And I think it probably will be under some seasonal pressure here for the next few weeks. But at the same time, I don't really expect the kind of dramatic drops we've had the last week or two. Having turned that corner into these summer lows, I think we'll probably see that smooth out a little bit, even though that seasonal pressure will continue here to, you know, until we get into August and start thinking about sort of the second part of summer demand for Labor Day and that sort of thing.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
And that's our Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.